time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? We're a weekly show, as you know, out on Thursday mornings. Here we are, the start of December. That means fall season is almost done. Well, if you're on the North Shore, it is kind of done. We didn't have any Super Bowl entrance at Gillette Stadium this week. This is Super Bowl week for the MIAA. Winter season started the day after Monday after Thanksgiving, so basically this week. But also, Super Bowls are happening too. So one more fall season games. That's football at Gillette Stadium. Good stuff. We do have one team in there, Shaw Sheen from the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk out of Billerica. But that doesn't concern you here. We did get shut out. Yeah, last year we had three, this year zero. Just how the way it goes. But still, though, there are still plenty of things to feel like we are in a super world.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right. Super Sub Shop Super Performance of the Week goes to the college football team. What another great run. Number 10-11 team in the nation. They fell in the NCAA tournament second round to SUNY Cortland, the defending national champions. This is Division III football. But Endicott, our friends in Beverly, just another incredible season. 17-9 loss. And we got a little North Shore tie here because Clayton Marenghi out of Linfield. He had a 39-yard rushing touchdown. And that was the touchdown for Endicott. That's the only time they found the end zone. They did have a field goal too. Merrimack, New Hampshire. So not for this show really, but Jake Trahan, he had a, set up a 31-yard field goal by taking the ball 30 yards down to Cortland's 17. And the field goal was by Ryan Smith of Glastonbury, Connecticut. But yeah, end of the day, great, season, again, Marenghi finished the contest 12 of 25 passing, 111 yards, one interception. He had 54 rushing yards too. And 39 of those were on that touchdown that we mentioned earlier. Shane Aylward, he's from Merrimack Valley kid, Tewksbury, caught four passes for 48 yards. So most of Marenghi's passes went to his Merrimack Valley friend out of Tewksbury. So another great season, you know. Cortland had a 23-game winning streak dating back to September 30th, 2023. Unbelievable. 3-0 all-time against Endicott, all in the NCAA tournament. Endicott sees that 24th best season ever for the kids out of Beverly come to a close, 10-2 overall. They went to the second round for the first time in history following their 44-zip victory over Alfred State last weekend. The game was November 30th, so a couple days after Thanksgiving. Endicott also became the second NCAA Division III New England-based team ever to crack the top 10 of either national poll earlier this season, and they climbed to as high as 9 in the American Football Coaches Association poll, program best national ranking. So congratulations, Endicott, on a great season. And Endicott's fitting for the Super Sub Shop Performance of the Week because we know those Endicott kids like going over to Paul Guansey's 324 Cabot Street based in Beverly restaurant to get their chicken finger or buffalo chicken finger cheesesteak subs. Quite the creation. Super Sub Shop. Thank you for sponsoring that. Super Sub Shop Performance of the Week. Reach those guys at 978-927-4788. See what they can do for the holiday season for you for catering, because they do catering as well. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we got our first half of the show is all about the ADs. We're going to have not one, but two ADs on the show. We're going to start with Frank Shea Revere and then go on to Matt Serino of Saugus, and then we'll just catch up with some sports talk after that.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk here with our next guest, Frank Shea, Revere Athletics Director, wrapping up another fall season. What's going on, Frank?
Not much. Just enjoying the slow week and a half before the chaos begins again on Monday.
Yeah, not too much of a break for you guys leading the charge in athletics, but let's do a recap of the fall. I mean, again, you know, multiple tournament teams, great comeback stories. This was a great fall for the Patriots. I mean, you had both soccers in the tournament, and the boys made some real noise. Let's start with them. Man, that was a incredible run. GBL title. Coach Lopes really did a heck of a job this year.
Yeah. You know, as you mentioned, our first GBL title, our first league title in program history, which is kind of amazing considering we've had success, but never been the top dog in the league. So it was great to capture that. And then we actually held the number one seed in Division II for about a week, which was great. Obviously no team since the new ranking system has gone into place has achieved that high of a seed. And then obviously the tournament, you know, winning 2-1 goal games.
Yeah.
And then getting to the final eight and giving the number one seed everything they can have, and you know, dropping a highly contested 1-0 game to a very good Wakefield team. You know, a lot of positives. The only negatives were we were a senior laden team, so we always have good soccer numbers coming back, but we're not sure of what kind of talent we'll have coming back for next year.
Yeah, and I get the sense that Coach Manny Lopes is just one of those, like, you know, guys that you just have to, like, all right, I don't have to worry about him. You know, he's got the playbook down, and he's been there multiple years, right?
Yeah, he's been I hired him my first year here. He was my first hire, so he's been here for 10 years now. And like I said, he's had some other teams that have been pretty good. I'd probably say he's probably qualified 7 times for the tournament, but has never gone this deep. He had a team back maybe my second year that lost a real heartbreaker in the sectional quarters. But this was definitely his best run. Good group of kids, worked really hard, and you know, we're happy for them.
Yeah, and Coach and the other soccer team, Coach Ariana Rivera, you know, first year, she's been in the program, but first year as head coach, and, you know, she did a great job in basketball, and then they had a winning record in soccer. So, you know, it sounds like that's all you can ask for with her. You get a lot of consistency from that arena.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always tough taking over for somebody else. So, you know, it's always nice to see the first year coaches have some success. I believe she finished 9-7 before losing at Foxborough in the tournament, but definitely, you know, some bright spots and things to grow and improve on for next year. But all in all, she had a good, successful first year.
Yeah. And she's back for basketball too, right?
And she's right back at it on Monday, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Monday after Thanksgiving when all the action heats up again. And then the two comeback stories for me were the incredible journey of the, let's start with the volleyball team. You know, Emily Hostetter, the coach, last year they had 2 wins. This year they had 10, you know, a 400% increase in victories. Clearly, there is a lot of good to say about what they did this year.
Yeah, Emily last year took over for Leanne O'Hara, Leanne Mimmo, who did a fabulous job. And I kind of felt bad for Emily because she took over a program that was down a little bit. It took her a long time to get that first win. And like you said, she ended the year with 2 wins. And, you know, to be able to turn that into a tournament team this year. When things didn't look that good, when they had around 3 or 4 games left, they had to upset a couple schools, which they did. I know that they had a big win against Everett, and couldn't be more happy for her and those kids. She worked hard. She's into it. She's 100% volleyball all the time. So happy that it was a quick turnaround for that program.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just, I mean, to have that belief and, you know, win 2 games and then come into the season and just totally crush it and crush that in terms of improvement was tremendous. And also in terms of improvement, you know, the football team, you know, Coach Ciccatelli squad, you know, opens the season with a bunch of losses at home. I mean, that could be so demoralizing. And instead they said, you know what, we're a better team than this. And they won 5 straight. Lost to Wakefield. Now they head into Thanksgiving. At the time of this interview, we're a couple days away. Even if they don't win the Thanksgiving, that's 5 out of 7 to close the season. If they do, it's 6 out of 7 to close the season. And, you know, there's an argument that they probably should have been in the tournament. I mean, they missed the Division III top 16 by like 5 slots, 6 slots. And they beat Everett Division I in the last game of that. So I was like, man, they should be in consideration at least.
Yeah, it was like almost like somebody really flipped the light switch from off to on, you know, once they had started so poorly. And I'm sure, you know, those kids and coaches look back. There were probably a couple games in those first 4 games that they may have been able to win. But, you know, that's part of the high school experience, you know, is just to learn from your losses. And I think this team and the coaching staff did that. And like you said, they never quit. They could have just packed it in. They battled and lo and behold, like they upset Everett, which was huge. And, you know, now they get themselves back to 500. They're going into Thanksgiving. Winthrop's always a huge challenge, whether they're up or down. We know they're very good. But at least there's a lot to be thankful for this team. They salvaged their season when it looked like it could have been a real tough you know, November and second half for them. So he's getting, you know, great play, starts 5 freshmen. So there's a lot of upside to football as well.
Yeah. And Coach Chick wins win number 100 this year, which was sweet, but even sweeter was the following week. That was the Everett win. That was win number 101. And yep. he even said that to me. He's like, this is sweeter than the 100 win, because that's the first time in 33 years that yep. they've beaten Everett. So kudos to Coach Chick and the passion he brings to the program.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of teams, they shy away from playing Everett. We've never done that. You know, most of the time, you know, we take it on the chin, but we feel like it's a measuring stick some years for our program. And this year, you know, we got them. So it made it all worthwhile for having them on the schedule.
Yeah. And now let's shift to winter, which we talked about. Always starts Monday after Thanksgiving. What are the early signs of numbers looking like? I know there's a lot of trickle-ins late, and kids sign up late, even after the first Monday of Thanksgiving. They add on. But how's it looking overall with participation?
I think we're in good shape. Basketball always draws a lot of kids. You know, the boys' side, we still field the three teams. The girls' side, we usually have a very full varsity and junior varsity roster. So those numbers are good. The indoor track, I mean, the girls have had tremendous success the last several years. So we anticipate those numbers to be where they've been, as along with the boys. And then, you know, swimming, you never know what you're going to get in swim. And, you know, we do co-op a couple teams with the wrestling, girls hockey. Those are boys hockey. We usually only have a few for those.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so it's still the same deal with the co-op for the boys. It's like four schools, right?
Yeah. In hockey, we're really hurting in hockey. I mean, we've gone and got an eighth grade waiver to try to bolster our numbers, but I haven't heard anything back as far as that goes. I know we have a seventh grader, or a couple seventh graders who will probably qualify next year, but we're down to just one or two kids participating in hockey, which is tough. But I mean, that's urban hockey these days. You know, we're a member of a four-team urban co-op, and all four of us are kind of, you know, trying to get a handful of kids so we can skate two solid lines and put a varsity team out there that's competitive.
Yeah, and Everett still hosts that. Yeah, and it's Malden, Mystic Valley, Revere, Everett. So only a couple of kids from Revere so far. You know, you never know what you get once the season gets going. I think that's like, that's almost the best marketing tool, is the start of the season. Like, because then, oh, okay, yeah, no, I forgot.
The door.
Yeah, so that's co-op. And then the Revere, if someone wants to wrestle in Revere, do they have an option too for that?
Malden is the host. We co-op with Malden, and there's a bunch of schools that have added onto that co-op, all GBL schools. And our wrestling numbers have grown the last several years. I think we had six or eight kids participate the last couple of years. Before that, it was only one or two. I've had at least three or four kids interested so far. So strange how that's kind of blossomed a little bit. You know, nothing crazy, but we've gone from one or two to six or eight the last couple of years. And it's something that, again, no youth program, nothing really feeding into that. So kids just have some, they either see it or hear about it and have an interest, and it's great. It's a good opportunity for them.
Yeah. And finally, any I know the beginning of the winter season and then the end is usually like tournament, like holiday tournaments and then end of season tournaments. Any significant ones that you guys are hosting?
Yeah, not hosting any this year. However, the boys are playing in Christmas tournament in Malden and February tournament in Hamilton Wenham. They've been playing in that patent tournament for the last several years. The girls opted not to play in any tournaments this year.
Okay.
However, they have a solid 20 game schedule.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, Frank Shaver, Revere Athletics Director, thanks for the recap of a nice fall season, and then exciting things for the winters, of course, to come. So enjoy, again, at the time of this interview, we're Thanksgiving week, so it's a quiet-ish week for you. that's why I chimed in. So we appreciate it, Frank, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right, have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. Take
Thanks,
care.
Buddy. All right, bye now.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, Don Nicastro here with our latest guest. It's going to be Saugus Athletics Director Matthew Cirino. What's going on, Matt?
Not too much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, at the time of this recording, we are a couple of days away from Thanksgiving, so one more fall athletic event to put into the books, the football team's game against Peabody. It's a home game, right?
Yep, home game this Thursday, 10 a.m.
Always fun and always a big challenge to take on the Tanners. But, you know, big picture, we'll start with the football team as we'll do a little recap of the fall and then a look ahead to winter. I mean, you know, I think that you have some great buy-in, you know, from a coaching staff led by head coach Steve Cummings that, you know, really has kind of turned this program in a better direction. You know, last year was 5 wins, this year 3, and 4 if they get the Thanksgiving one, which would be a great way to end the season. But, you know, they're just having consistency and they're competing day after day, it seems.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing you can ask for. Obviously, you know, at the flip of a switch, something can go wrong and, you know, a great season can become a bad one or a bad one can become a good one. And, you know, the biggest thing that I love to see with our coaches is just preaching consistency. And that's something that Coach Cummings has done. You know, there's been a few games to start the season. They, you know, easily could have gone 2-0 to start. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out that way. But the kids have, you know, they've short. Football's a long season. You start in mid-August. You're going all the way to Thanksgiving. You know, they show up every day. They work their butts off. His coaching staff, you know, Coach Bluestein, Coach Ruda, Coach Poto, Coach McDonald. They all do a fantastic job keeping these kids motivated, engaged. You know, they're a super young team, and I think you've seen a little bit of the growing pains this year. But it, to be honest with you, it's almost been a blessing for them. I feel like, because, you know, now you're getting those kids kind of thrown into the fire a little earlier than you probably anticipated, similar to what he had last year. So it just gives them that experience. And as the season's gone on, I think, you know, you see just how valuable that experience starts to become, because, you know, typically the freshman growing pains, you know, you work through those as, you know, once they get to be a sophomore. Now he's kind of gone through them already. So hopefully, you know, that kind of pays off for him Thanksgiving Day. But, you know, they've done a great job with this group. You know, and it's really, you can see it each game. They're competitive in every game.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, the shining star team-wise of the fall obviously was the Saugus girls soccer team. It literally, like, has transformed that program, you know, over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years, I'd say, just a consistent state tournament entity, winning Northeastern Conference titles. And, you know, April Martinez comes in with a tall task to kind of continue the success, and it seems like they even got better.
Yeah, they, you know, we've been very fortunate with that girls' soccer program. You know, historically, they've been a very well-run program. You know, go back to, you know, April's father, Ted, and then you had Chris take over. and now April taking over, they all have that same sense of value and pride with the program. They've done a fantastic job. But even more so, I mean, you can be a great coach, but you still have to have the buy-in with your athletes. And all three of them have done a fantastic, or did a fantastic job getting that buy-in. And I think you saw April just, you know, fine-tuning a little bit all the things that Chris has worked hard over the years to put in place. And she put her own little twist on it. And I think, you know, the girls bought in super quick to that. And you saw the payouts for that. I think at one point they were ranked as the number five team in Division III. I mean, they had, you know, they tied Danvers, who's a top team, not in just the Northeast Conference, the state. And they were actually winning that game 2-0 at one point. Now, you know, probably should have won, but little, you know, minor lapses here and there. But, you know, just year in, year out, they are just, you know, the picture perfect definition of what you want a team to be. And along with all the athletes in this school, especially that, you know, that group of girls, they're just fantastic kids. They lead by example. They do all the little things. They do all the right things. So, you know, it's just a recipe for a success that they got going there.
Yeah. And it seems like, Martinez is all in. I mean, she's got a lot of passion, a lot of pride for Saugus, clearly. And, you know, this is seems like year one in a long-term project for her.
Yeah. You know, there's no better, as an athletic director, especially, there's no better hire than when you have someone who's, a resident of the town, who's an alumni. You know, everyone, when they come in, they always have that, you know, vested interest in the program and wanting them to do better. But when you're an alumni and you have a special sense of pride for that program, it only intensifies, you know, the job that you want to do. And April's definitely embodied that. So it's just, it's been fantastic watching her continue to take this program to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like a lot of that happening across the coaching ranks. You know, you have some outsiders that come in, and that's fine. That's good. New blood to the town. But you also have some, you know, natives. You know, you have the Bertrand in golf, like you said, April in soccer, and then you move on to the winter, Joe Lowe. You know, he's an alum. Norma Waggett's there in the mix as well. And, it just seems like, there's a lot of pride in coming back, and not to mention yourself. So yeah, that's you too. So it's a lot of pride coming back to Sachem's land.
Yeah, Saugus has always been that rich, you know, pride in their athletics and their school community. And, you know, it's definitely been here. It hasn't gone away. And now it's just, you know, finding ways to just get people excited and want to, you know, bring them back. And, our coaches have been doing a fantastic job with that. And this community is great. You know, they want to be here to support the school, support the athletes, and just finding ways to keep everyone engaged is what we're here to do. So it's been a good turnout. I'm excited. We just brought on Taylor Bogansky as well for girls basketball, another alumni. So the more people we have coming back who want to give back to their community, their town, you know, share their, you know, similar experience they had to when they were in high school. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, speaking of the winter, what excites you there? We'll start with participation. I know, you know, it's like, oh, it's only a few days away in terms of tryouts starting and everything, but I know kids add on after, so the final numbers are certainly not in yet. But where as we stand now, a couple of days before Thanksgiving, how do you feel about the participation?
You know, great. We have, you know, we've got some good numbers already. I think we got up over, 100 athletes, which is, of course, I expect that to double, but that's, you know, right in line where we usually are. Oftentimes, kids wait until we have our last email going out tonight to, you know, encourage people to get signed up, get registered. So you'll get the big tick during the weekend of when people will start to register. But most of our, you know, we held our winter sports night already. Our coaches have had their, you know, some team signups and meetings, and all of our numbers look fantastic. Basketball is always in good shape. Boys basketball, we're looking to run our three programs again. Girls basketball will have their varsity JV. We have our middle school basketball programs again. Our cheerleading program already has 30 signups for the winter, which is fantastic. And then new this year, we actually brought gymnastics. So we're co-oping with Winthrop to give our students the ability to be able to participate in that. So we have two or three girls who are coming out there. Wrestling, the numbers are already great. Just alone in Saugus, we're already over, 15, which is fantastic. So I think our numbers wise, we're doing pretty good. Hockey, we got a handful of kids who are going to be co-oping with Peabody. So, we're right on par where we should be. And hopefully, we can get some more stragglers that maybe weren't thinking about doing a winter sport. We can kind of encourage them over that first week and build excitement around our programs.
Yeah. And at the varsity head coaching positions for the winter, all the same status quo from last year, or any new twists?
No, we're status quo. We still got, actually, I got it right in front of me. We're still Joe Bertrand for boys basketball, Joe Lowe for girls basketball. And then indoor track. Actually, sorry, I take that back. We do have one new hire, similar or a familiar face, I should say. But for boys track, Joe Alba has taken over the winter track team. He's been our spring track coach in the past, but this year he's taking over winter track as well. So he's our one new addition. He's joining Amy O'Neill, the girls track coach, and then winter cheerleading still the same with Hannah Phelan and our wrestling with Wayne Mota.
Yeah.
So all still the same faces with the exception of Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. And that Saugus PBD wrestling team was really successful, you know, last year. They were, you know, you had one Saugus athlete who's competing all the way to like New England's, I want to say, last year, you know.
Yeah. So. Wayne does a great job with that group. And this is, you know, I obviously grew up with wrestling in high school, but didn't have it over in Winthrop. So this is new for me coming back. But just in talking to Wayne, you can see the excitement that he has with the sport. Anyone and everyone you talk to in the wrestling community, they speak super highly of him. So that program's definitely in great hands with him. And, you know, he definitely gets the most out of his athletes.
Yeah. And then, you know, finally, the two Joes is always great. Like you mentioned, Lowe and Bertrand leading up the basketball program. You feel like, you know, more than most schools, you feel like they have a strong relationship where they can work off of each other, even though they're totally separate programs. I mean, maybe even do like fun scrimmages. It just feels like kind of like a big family between the boys and girls led by the two Joes.
Yeah, I mean, any athletic department will tell you need camaraderie between your coaches, and those two kind of exemplify that. You know, Joe had, you know, both of them graduates of here, playing basketball here, being, you know, coached by the same coaches growing up. So they obviously have that special interest and they understand what it takes to make the basketball programs here successful. So the two of them are more than willing to help one another in any way they can, whether it's, you know, breaking down film together or asking for advice. It's been nice watching the two of them be able to work together. And then it builds that camaraderie between the two teams with the girls and the boys. You know, and they want to be there for one another. So it definitely helps supports the two programs and just shows the rest of our coaches what, you know, buying in with each other's programs can help do.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, if Norma Waggett's back, right?
Yep.
So you got more than 2,000 points there in high school coming, you know, as coaches in your current program. So that's cool. I don't know if today's kids care about that or what.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Okay. Because yeah, I would. Yeah.
No, it's a nice little, you know, what they have there. And then we actually, going back to, you know, bringing back alumni and coaches, Coach Bertrand actually just brought back Matt Waggett as Norma's brother as his JV coach.
Okay.
And then, like I said, Taylor Bogdansky is joining us as our girls' JV basketball coach. So right there, just between the varsity coaches and the JV coaches, we have all alumni from here, which is, you know, again, as an athletic director, that's a dream come true having that.
Yeah. And I think, was Taylor Endicott?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So you got, you know, Taylor's college experience, Norma college experience, Joe, Dan, you know, you just got some really, really good leadership in that basketball circle.
Yeah. No, we're very fortunate there. So it's been nice.
Yeah. All right, cool. And then Jason Marshall out of Peabody is heading up the co-op. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And then Brittany Lanzilli, we do have a co-op with Medford for girls hockey, and Brittany Lanzilli is has been the coach there for a few years.
Oh, okay. Roughly how many Saugus girls you think you'd have on that co-op?
So we got a few that are interested, but none as of yet. So I'm not quite sure how many we'll get there. I don't think the last couple of years we've had too many.
Yeah.
But the option is, you know, we like to keep the option available for those that are hopefully interested.
Yeah. And I feel like with Brittany's also got some great credentials too, in that as a hockey player, she was a standout in college as well, I want to say. And she's Medford's all-time leading scorer.
Yep. Yeah. I had the pleasure of, being, so when I was at Winthrop, even still here in Saugus, I was the AD in charge of hockey for the Northeast Conference. So I've gotten to know Brittany with our meetings and whatnot. And she's, you know, she's a great person, great coach, super motivated. So, you know, I would love to see a few of our girls head over and play for her, because I definitely think they could benefit from her knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah. And lastly, any big, like, you know, MIA rule changes for the winter or scheduling, nothing, Nothing too shooken up from the state level?
No, nothing crazy. I think the only big move that the MIA had was hockey wise. They said they'd bring back the camera replay if a team's make it to the Garden after that whole fiasco last year with St. John's and Winchester. So, no, other than that, everything is pretty much status quo.
Anything to take down the prep? You know, we all want, and that happened in football. You know,
you love seeing a public school when they come out triumphant over those privates.
The poor prep. It's funny, you know, we had Coach Brian St. Pierre on the show. I think it was last fall, you know, and I had an intern on the show, and he asked him. He didn't ask him. He actually just said it. The intern says, "Coach, we know you recruit heavily outside of the area," and right away, St. Pierre, "We don't do that. We don't do that." They're always, I kind of feel for them in some senses. They're always having to defend something because everyone's coming at them.
No, especially, St. John's Prep, their football program, they do a fantastic job. I mean, it's just looking at the facilities alone. I mean, if you're a kid, it's tough to compete with them, but it doesn't, it still makes it nice when a public school is able to, there's nothing better. And I think actually one of the Needham kids had quoted, I don't know if it was in a newspaper, it was online, but he had put a quote, something along the lines of, when St. John's Prep wins a state title, some of the neighbors over there don't even know, that what was going on. But, Needham beats St. John's Prep in our entire town. They know exactly what's happening. So you can't beat that type of camaraderie when it comes to a public school and when you have a whole town backing you. There's nothing like it.
It's probably good, at the end of the day to have these big Catholics and private. I mean, sometimes it's like, all right, this is getting out of control. Let's move them to the New England prep school. Like Austin Prep made the move. And that was probably on their own volition. They didn't have to do it from a rule change or anything like that. But end of the day, like these kids, right, we're training them to be young professionals, great young men and women. And there's always a standard in life of someone doing something great, like whether it's a competing company like Netflix, whatever. So I think it's good to have that competition in the mix.
Yep. And I try preaching to our kids here. There's nothing better than growing up playing with the same group of kids for 10, 15 years, then getting to high school. And when you're able to accomplish something special with the kids that you've grown up with, there's no better feeling in life. And that's something that you can take with you. You'll talk about for the next 20, 30, 40 years, whereas maybe you go to a private school, prep school, and you are successful, but maybe you don't see some of those kids again, whereas there's nothing like winning and being successful with the kids that you've grown up with. It just adds a whole different element that you can't even put into words.
Yeah. And I want to say you have a little experience with that phenomenon.
just a little. And I had a very, very fortunate experience. I was very blessed to have, great friends, great teammates, great coaches. And that's, part of my goal is I want to be able to, share that experience with these kids so they can understand just how special it can be.
Yeah. It's crazy how those days are gone of the NEC powerhouse league, right? Like, you had Danvers, Gloucester, Saugus, just Winthrop, just going at it. And then you had Lynn English was good back then,
I would have loved if they had this playoff system, back then, because you could have seen Saugus, Danvers, Saugus, Winthrop in the state finals. Oh. Imagine the Garden with, those two communities, and that would have been something special.
Yeah, it's hard to debate the bigger rivalry of a Saugus Winthrop hockey game or a Gloucester Danvers hockey game.
Yep.
Remember when Gloucester got that was around my high school time when Gloucester got the Finns.
Yeah. My brother was in high school at that point. So I remember going up to the tank and watching those games.
Danvers played Born in the USA. They came up to when Gloucester played Danvers. That was classic. And I remember watching those Finnish kids in 95 in scrimmages in the beginning of the season. I'm like, what is this? They were like magicians out there. Yeah. Old days.
Yep.
But current day wise, best of luck for the 2024, 2025 winter season, Matt. And, we'll catch up down the road. Appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving.
You
as well.
You too.
Bye now.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at KPN Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
KPN Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
North Shore Sports Desk. How's it going, everybody? Thank you to the ADs for giving us the state of the state at their schools. And now we're moving on to the winter season, and we're just going to have a little preview. Games really haven't started yet. There's just a couple of days into tryouts that started on Monday, December 2nd. Just to take a quick little glance around what happened last winter. Division I boys basketball, North High beat Franklin in the state finals. North High out of Worcester, you know those guys. In Division II, Malden Catholic with another state title. John Walsh, former Danvers coach, he's just ripping it up. They beat Sharon in the state finals convincingly. In Division III, it was Charlestown. Look at Charlestown coming back into the mix. They were so good in the late 90s, early 2000s. They came to Gloucester and just destroyed the Fishermen when I was there covering that team. Old Rochester, they beat in the finals. Division IV, boys basketball. We know Manchester Essex made a great run, but they fell short. Georgetown was also in the mix. They fell short. And ultimately, Wareham won that with a win over Bourne. And then Division V. Boys basketball saw New Mission, who's always great, beat Hoosick Valley by 8 in the finals of that one. Girls basketball, we know Andover, the Merrimack Valley the year before were the state champs. This year it was Bishop Feehan, eight-point win over Wachusett Regional in that one. In Division II girls basketball, you had Medfield beating South High Community. No North Shore teams in the semifinals there. Division III, it was Foxborough over Norwell. St. Mary's, the defending state champs, fell to Foxborough convincingly by 31 points. So obviously Foxborough was the real deal, beating Norwell in the finals. Division IV, excuse me. Cathedral was a 69-49 winner over South Hadley. No North Shore teams made the semis in that one. And then moving on to Division V, the final division for girls. Again, it was Hoosick Valley, another win. This time on the girls' side, 71-53 over West Boylston. No North Shore teams made the finals of that one. Let's poke around to boys' hockey. We, of course, know St. John's Prep was your winner over Winchester. Controversial win. I know there was a goal. St. John's Prep scored. People argue shouldn't be allowed, and they're making some pivots into having replays available in the state finals, I believe. We'll get that rule firmed up for you in future shows, but I believe that's the movement they're making. Prep beat Xaverian 4-0 in the semis. What happened in Division II last year? Boston Latin beat Tewksbury 4-2. No North Shore teams in the semis for that one. What happened in D3 hockey? You had the state champs. We all remember Marblehead. So two state champs from the North Shore. They beat Nauset 1-0.
And Marblehead went on an incredible run after starting the season with a losing streak. They beat Shawshene Valley 2-1 in the final four. And then Division Four, Dover Sherbourne beat Hanover. Winthrop was in the semis against Dover Sherbourne, a 2-1 loss in a shootout, and also a 2-overtime 4-3 loss by Stoneham to Hanover in the semifinal as well. So how about some girls hockey? Division One, you had St. Mary's getting the job done, Frank Pagliuca's team, by 4-3 overtimes. They, the year before, they lost it at overtime, I think, in the state final. So the Garden was a house of horrors in 2023, but 2024, they come back and get the job done, I believe, against the same team, Notre Dame of Hingham. St. Mary's had an overtime win in the semis as well, 2-1 over Archbishop Williams. And finally, Duxbury in girls D2 beat Falmouth. No North Shore teams were in the semis for that one. All right, there's your winter recap. Coming up next on the show, we're going to finish things up with our final look at the football season on the North Shore with some Thanksgiving scores and commentary.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Let's say, Maddie, you can't follow your favorite high school teams?
Is Masco new to the NEC?
Well, don't worry, we got you covered. It's time for the North Shore Football Report.
What is HW?
Hey, this is all gold, everything he's saying right now.
On the North Shore Sports Desk.
I know absolutely nothing about this.
All right, North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it with one more section to go, if you want to call it, and this is talking football one last time for the 2024 season. I'll probably mention it going forward, but yeah, it truly is the last football report of the show. We're talking about Thanksgiving with Winthrop. Solid 25-0 win over Revere to finish the job, and a great season by Winthrop, another playoff team. Pawtucket, big one over Triton, 34-13. You know, Triton started pretty hot, but they kind of fell off a little bit there down the stretch. Classical and English, always a battle, but English was clearly the better team this year, 28-6 win. We're looking for some big things from English next year. They're in the GBL, so it's really hard to, you know, get quality points towards the playoff push. That's what Everett found. They left, and they still didn't make it. Moving along for some more North Shore love, an absolute classic. Man, maybe I'll get Kyle Gaudette from the Newburyport News on to talk about this one, but 42-38 win. Came down to a Hail Mary, and Amesbury didn't let it happen, and they went on to that 42-38 win over rivals Newburyport. Also on Thanksgiving, the game, bridge game, Beverly-Salem, big win for Beverly. Salem was a Super Bowl team last year, and Beverly was down, so what a way to finish the careers there for those Beverly seniors, 35-33. Pretty awesome stuff right there. Manchester Essex beat Essex Tech 22-12. And moving on to some more North Shore action, Hamilton Wyndham was a squeaker, 22-20 win over Ipswich. Good for the Generals. maybe just a couple more, because we already know what happened here. Peabody, it's an easy 33-7 win over Saugus. Danvers handling Gloucester pretty well, 29-13. All right, so let's wrap it up. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. All there is to say is happy December. We'll talk to you next week. We're here every week. I think the Christmas week is, I think Christmas falls on a Wednesday, but you know, we'll still have the shows after that. Why not? Why wouldn't we? The day after. Maybe we'll give our team a little break and have them go the Friday after. We'll see. But stay tuned. We never stop every week here on MSONewsSports.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Merry Christmas, everyone.